It's the Friday show. It's all killer, no filler. Neil Atkinson, Paddy Fitzsimons, Chris Barber and Ian Ryan. With you to go through the whole Premier League weekend, we are going to talk about Liverpool versus Chelsea. It's one of the reasons Chris is here. It's also just nice to have him knocking around the gaff. Let's all be honest about it. We're over Zoom today. We're starting off with Manchester City versus Arsenal because that's what the Premier League have decided to do. And Chris, Chelsea faced Arsenal last weekend. I watched the game, and if I was to describe aspects of Arsenal, play is absolutely fucking awful. People would be on basically saying I was being far too kind. I've rarely seen the likes of some of what Arsenal were, some of the shit Arsenal were pulling. I think Cedric Suarez played everybody on side who's ever played football over the course of that game. It was easy for Chelsea, and we will come on to talk more about Chelsea, but it was easy for Chelsea because Arsenal were a show.
Yeah, it was class. So I was actually watching it with my granddad for his 96th. He's the reason I'm a Chelsea fan. And he keeps in the loop a bit, but he said to me, what sort of team are they putting out? And I went, they've got a lot of like first team players out. And he went, what? So you're telling me a shit Arsenal team is still under strength? And then he was like, we'll be fine. Don't worry about it. I think he popped back in for the second half because he was out in the sun. Arsenal just look absolutely like, just weird, like, and then they can put West Brom's second team a bit down last night. I say a bit down, yeah, was it 6 in the end? But they just still seem like a team with about sort of loads of little half ideas and none of the application to sort of see any of them out. Like, you got players like Pepe, who's clearly talented, and Saka. I really like Smith Rowe. I think Smith Rowe is definitely different. But there's just nothing behind him. And then even like Xhaka, like, I honestly think him in a good team would be a force. He'd be a pretty competent midfielder. But what it is with Arsenal is they all have to play a 360 game because there's no one next to them, in front of them, or behind them that they can sort of trust.
The line that I like there from Chris, Paddy, is the thing with Arsenal is the full of players where them in a good team would look like a good player. And that is the problem. They're surrounded by footballers who, if they were in a good team, every single one of them almost, I feel, if they were in a good team, with maybe one or two exceptions, Suarez might be one, Rob Holding might be one, but if they were in a good team, they look like a good player. But none of them make a good team. And none of them can make a good team happen and make a good team work. And I'm watching them and I'm thinking, good God. I'm not thinking anything dramatic. They're going to come at 8th, 9th, 10th, maybe 11th. But they're not a serious football team.